USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The sale of leases to drill for oil and gas on federal lands will soon resume. The Biden administration announced that leases to drill on more than 144,000 acres of federal land will go on sale next week, though that offering is significantly smaller than initially planned. President Biden froze sales of new leases shortly after he took office, but has recently begun exploring multiple options to try to lower the price of gas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is warning the world that his war with Russia could go nuclear. In an interview with CNN, Zelensky said the global community should begin preparing for the possibility that Russian troops could use a tactical nuclear weapon on his country. He also estimated the number of Ukrainian soldiers that have been lost in the war.
As to our military, out of the numbers we have, we think that we lost 2,500 to 3,000.
This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
If you're the type that likes to wait until the last minute to take care of your taxes, you have about 48 more hours to get your filing done. Lance Pry has more on this year's deadline from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
In the United States, Tax Day is the day on which individual income tax returns are due to be submitted to the federal government. Since 1955, Tax Day has typically fallen on or just after April 15th. Tax Day was first introduced in 1913 when the 16th Amendment was ratified. This year, Tax Day is Monday, April 18th. If you need to file an extension for October 15th, do so at the IRS.gov website before the end of Monday.
And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has become the latest politician to announce that he's contracted COVID-19. In a statement Friday, the 75-year-old first-term Republican announced that he'd been experiencing mild symptoms and had been administered a monoclonal antibody treatment. DeWine's diagnosis comes a little over 2 weeks before Ohio's May 3rd primary, where the incumbent is facing a pair of GOP challengers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
U.S. Space Command says that the Earth has suffered a meteor strike from outside our solar system. The agency announced this week that a meteor that had hit the planet in 2014 and was seen off the coast of Papua New Guinea was the first confirmed interstellar object that was detected entering our solar system. Scientists say that the rock's high speed and unusual direction led them to believe it had come from beyond our solar system. A team from the Department of Astronomy at Harvard University were able to determine that the object highly likely came from interstellar space with the help of data from a classified U.S. satellite. And a new study is tracking the sweet side of the Easter holiday. Tim Berg has more on the most popular candy treats this season from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A new study from the grocery delivery service Instacart is listing the most popular Easter candies purchased around the nation. Instacart releasing a list of the top 10 Easter candies purchased in the country and the number one treats favored in each state. Cadbury Cream Eggs came in number one overall in the United States. Instacart saying America's top 10 candies are Cadbury Cream Eggs, Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs, Jelly Beans, Mini Chocolate Eggs, Hershey's Kisses, M&M's, Lindt's Milk Chocolate Bunny, Brock's Jelly Bird Eggs, Peeps Marshmallow Chicks, and Hershey's Chocolate Candy Eggs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.